Mushing was once a way of life for some residents of Flagstaff, Arizona. Yes, Flagstaff has a sled dog community, and people took their teams of huskies into the mountainous high country for annual races. But temperatures are warming, and there is less snow, and that has forced people and dogs to adapt. KJZZ's Ron Dungan reports.
Flagstaff mushers used to race their dogs on sleds, in snow. But dog sledders have shifted gears.
They're here from Colorado.
In November, a group of racers gathered at Arizona Nordic Village for 2 days of racing. There was no snow in the ground, just a dusty trail where they lined up in carts or mountain bikes pulled by dogs and harnesses.
3, 2, 1. Go!
We're out here racing with sled dogs, but without the sleds. We've got people out here on mountain bikes, on scooters, on carts, and we actually have a bunch of people who are just running with a sled dog pulling them in a harness.
That's Brad Cassing, who took up dryland racing 4 years ago. He says the reason for changing from snow to dirt is simple: climate change.
There hasn't really been consistent snow for at least 10 years to be able to plan a specific weekend for a race.
The shift started in Europe, and now Americans are starting to take up the sport. Some of the racers are mushers from way back, like Denise Edwards.
I've been running sled dogs for over 30 years up here in Flagstaff.
She's watched as the sport has adjusted to a world with less snow.
We used to have one of the best races up here in Flagstaff years ago, and we used to have a super one over in Alpine, Arizona.
Those races drew teams from all over the Southwest. But over time, Arizona seemed to have longer fire seasons and shorter winters, and it became harder to schedule races. Last year, they finally made a change and started doing what mushers around the globe are doing: racing on dry land.
And so a lot more people have been getting into this because all you need are one or two dogs, and that's manageable. Whereas if you're a musher like me, this is a way of life.
On this day, racers take their place as organizers move teams to the starting line. It seems there are dogs everywhere you turn. Cassing estimates there are nearly 100 on site. The change from snow to dry land has meant a shift from huskies to other breeds. There are a number of German shorthairs, like the pair that Jessica Wegner brought from Boulder, Colorado.
I have not, thus far, have not found a dog sport that I enjoy more than this. It's my happy place and my favorite way to engage with my dogs.
German shorthairs are hunting dogs. They also make good house dogs, though it's important for them to get enough exercise. Otherwise,
they're menaces. If we don't tire them out, they are complete menaces.
She races on a mountain bike. A harness and a few other items are required, but she says there is not a lot of gear involved.
You just want to make sure you have good brakes. That's honestly the most important thing.
It was sunny and mild during the two-day event. Each team was timed as it went around the course. Nobody seemed too caught up in winning, at least not in the early rounds. In this sport, Edwards says, it's all about the running.
So it's basically you do it for love of dogs, love of the sport, and you just do it because you love spending time with your dogs.
Global warming has brought many changes, with more likely on the way. For now, these dryland racers are making the most of it. For here and now, I'm Ron Dungan.